Winnie and Wilbur, Volume 1. Written by Laura Owen and Corky Paul. And read by Amy Entickner. Winnie had spent the morning cleaning the toilets and the bath and her cauldrons and the oven.
"There,"
she said, as she sat down to munch her lunch.
"I've done the boring things, and now I want an interesting afternoon. What shall we do, Wilbur?"
The calendar was blank. Wilbur was sprawling in the sunshine as flies hummed around his ears. He opened one eye, then closed it again.
"You're as boring as cleaning the toilet," Winnie told him. "Boring, boring, boring."
But just then, bleepity-bloop, Winnie's mobile moan rang. It was Mrs. Palmer in a tizzy.
"Oh, Winnie, I'm desperate," she said. "Can you help?"
"Do you want me to do something pretty with your hair?" said Winnie. "I've got some nice spider silk ribbons with glitterbug sequins which I could..."
"No," wailed Mrs. Palmer. "Nothing like that. What I need is somebody to run the after-school club. There will be 13 children with nobody to care for them unless..."
"I look after them," said Winnie. "Oh, yes. Wilbur and I love playing with little ordinaries. Easy peasy, caterpillar squeezy."
Winnie stuffed her mobile moan into her pocket before Mrs. Palmer could say anything else.
"Come on, Wilbur. We've got a job to do."
In the school playground, the 13 after-school club children were playing nicely. Some were skipping. Some were playing with toy ponies. Some were climbing the apparatus. And some were looking after dolls.
"I'll only be gone for 1 hour," Mrs. Palmer told Winnie.
Then she held up a finger.
"And you are not, absolutely not, allowed to do any magic on the children. Is that understood?"
"Understood and undersat," said Winnie. "This is going to be as fun as a flea bun."
Mrs. Palmer's car drove away.
"Come on, Wilbur, let's join in," said Winnie.
Wilbur began juggling with the footballs.
"Give them back," shouted the children.
Winnie climbed up the climbing frame, then hung upside down. The little ordinaries could see her bloomers.
"Hee-haw, hee-hee-hee,"
they laughed. Winnie went red and quickly got down. Then she jumped onto one end of a seesaw that had a small boy called Max on the other end. Clonk, wee, bump, and sent him flying.
"Wah!"
wailed Max.
"Whoops,"
said Winnie.
"Oi!"
said Daisy when Max landed on her toy ponies.